Yeah, sharp looking clothes is all I call them.
If you were going to go on a trip, you might, you know, you put your clothes in a suitcase, and you might put your hanging clothes in one. Especially you might put those.
It's just a clothes bag.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to store the clothes in the winter? How do you usually store your clothes in the winter?
In a bar bag.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the different kinds of shoes that men around here wear? Different things on their feet.
Yeah, a lot of them wear the boots. You know, they love to wear the cowboy boots, and that's real fashionable. And a lot of them wear the suede shoes, and then leather shoes. And they got a new kind of shoe come out of earth shoe.
Hmm. Is that something men or women would wear?
Both of them wear them. That's earth shoe that costs your right arm, and the heel is real low on. Lower than the toe.
It's like they'd be uncomfortable,
then. But they say it does you good.
What about women? They wear the same kinds of shoes and so forth?
They all look like me. Most of them all wear sandals, man. Mm-hmm. You know, tight looking sandals. They don't wear high heel spike shoes very much. You don't see spike heels in women no more.
I remember, I worked at a ladies' shoe store. I remember when those things, they were going out of style when I was working there. I was about 18 or something. Only a few women would buy those spike heels. Y'all have names for different kinds of hairstyles that you might see on men or women?
I have one on me, and I'll tell you that. I call them a damn hippie.
Hippie, yeah.
That's what I do. I probably ain't right, but I mean, it ain't very nice me doing it. But and the women, they have the shag style.
Yeah, sure. Now, how does a shag look? You know about having it?
Well, it's kind of cut in layers, mm-hmm. and it comes on down below your shoulder.
You mentioned that. Hippie look. Now, how does that usually on men? Is that mostly on
just
men?
Like you saw my son, it come down below his shoulder and covers all his ears. Now, that's what I call the hippie style.
When hippie style, they usually have facial hair.
Well, most of them do. Most of them have a beard and that. My son, if he had enough facial hair, he'd grow it, but he ain't got it.
Yeah, that's funny how people have differences in facial hair. I had to start shaving when I was 14.
Uh-huh.
Every day, and I got a brother-in-law who's a couple of years younger than me. He never had shaved.
Uh-huh.
Never put a razor to his face. What about girls? The girls ever have a hippie look? What would you call that with a girl?
With a long stringy hair?
Stringy hair. Usually
and that tight blouses they wear, and no bras and all that. Look sloppy as hell.
Yeah. They're usually not a... keep very clean and so forth.
They look unclean and they're not well groomed.
Mm-hmm. We talk about people are not well groomed. Do you have any special name for an ugly or physically ugly man or boy? Is there any special name around here?
Well, no. You talking about being dirty?
Well, no, just not pleasing to look at. You know what I mean?
No, I really don't look at nobody that way. You know, I mean, if they clean and decent, well. Everybody's good at looking well as anybody else.
Yeah, right. You have a special name for a girl or a woman that's unattractive.
No, just not very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about a very attractive man or boy? Is there any special name for him?
Well, a man or boy, he's just a handsome fella. Mm-hmm.
What about a woman? What about her?
She's just good looking.
Yeah. You have any special name for a person who, say, reads all the time?
Rather studious person.
Studious person. And if he always got his nose in a book, would you anything you ever call him?
Yeah, some folks call him bookworms.
Bookworm, yeah. What about somebody who's all the time trying to get attention and praise, you know what I'm talking about? Or maybe when you were in school, somebody who's all the time trying to get on the teacher's good side. Do you have a special name for
him? They got a brown nose. Ass kisser.
Yeah. Now, the brown nose, is that usually for children, or is that adults too?
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
From the top to the bottom.